Aquariums similar to our own for their water life and bird sanctuaries were also built. They worked in shifts day and night to complete their escape craft in hope of finding a new home world they could settle on in peace. Now completed, many chose to return to Moulk and Tiamat, Earth, to prepare for the evacuation, leaving behind only a small amount of the crew to begin running the drive while making sure everything was working in sync together. It was at this point the craft was hit with strong vibrating sound waves rippling outward from Moulk, exploding. After being bombarded from incoming debris from their exploded world, the surface was then covered in dust and debris. Many of the newly built structures were severely damaged, with the exterior then looking like a war zone. AO, please keep in mind, this AO world and Yomna were on a different rotational spiral when the destruction of Moulk followed by the wounding of Tiamat, Earth took place. AO scientists know the dark side has a different surface with a thicker crust than the side you see. They know the dark side is completely covered in craters with a join around the middle and lines running up from the south end to the center of the sphere that resembles a pizza that has been cut in half then into sections. This realization has left them completely baffled as to how this could have happened. I refuse to believe that people's minds are not yet capable of fully understanding the truth about the life they are living on, including the truth about their own origins. AO, to say people are not ready to learn the truth is complete ignorance. A. Continued in, Chapter 9, Destruction of Dakmu, Mars, Chapter 9. There had been ongoing wars between different species throughout the cosmic realm for quite some time, eventually reaching this solar system called Aridu. Here is where everything would come to an end because of the complete annihilation of Moulk and the near-fatal wounding of Tiamat, Earth. The reality of the AO cosmic creatora appearing out of nowhere with her enormous size roaring out of anger brought the constant warring to a complete standstill. After rescuing Tiamat, Earth from her near-fatal death state, he devoured those responsible in an instant. AO, those fighting amongst themselves were far taller than those of you here. Their warcrafts were planet-sized, not tiny little jet starfighter planes. A Dakmu, Mars and Dakamu, Venus were both fired upon during the fighting, causing a great deal of surface damage to both the AO flora, fauna, cities and people. They were then heavily damaged on the exterior along with other cells throughout Arida from incoming debris from the explosion of Moulk. To serve as a warning to future explorers, no life was ever again to be permitted to flourish on Dakmu, Mars or Dakamu, Venus. Thousands of years passed by before any dared to make an attempt at settling on either world. Colonies are few and small. Most reside inside fallen debris, living a very quite peaceful life with full knowledge of what it is they are residing upon. Any thoughts from those living here to travel to these worlds of peace with their violent ways of behavior will not be tolerated. The AO Guardians will terminate any with warlike intentions in an instant. They are and always have been the watchers over the AO living beings within the cells. They monitor their growth until they have been placed upon a new rotational spiral spaced apart, a safe haven of their own to continue growing uninterrupted. They answer to no one apart from the AO Cosmic Creatora herself, who is Hermaphroditea in nature. Her firstborn twins and only pair are the parents of the AO cell beings. One is AO Feminine / Hermaphroditea in nature and births the cells, the other is AO Masculinia and his only purpose is to protect the eggs in their infancy. Due to those past tragic events that took place, from then on you needed permission from the Guardians to settle on the exterior of any AO cell / world nesting throughout the cosmic realm. It is those living beings that are understood as the goddesses of the heavens, not any woman nor man. The two princes Ea/Inki and Enlil were informed of this from the Guardians after being approached by them in regards to helping with the healing process of Tiamat, Earth. For Prince Ea/Inki to sever the word goddess in half and tell his created slave workers he was god to gain their respect, was very foolish, indeed. However, one day while talking in the garden he had created with one of his favorite male hybrids, his conscience took hold. He confessed to the hybrid man that he was not a god of any kind, nor was his sister a goddess. He then said, A was no more than a man like he himself is. A far too many stories passed down through the generations have been slightly altered with each time it has been spoken or rewritten. Deciphered scrolls, tablets, books and ancient artifacts have also been poorly or deliberately deciphered wrongly, causing great confusion among many of you. Removing important past events to then close the gap again gives you an untruth. Lies will always find a way of being uncovered, so why then lie in the beginning about recorded history? Ao, regardless the age of the person, I see that as a childish act, untrustworthy and very deceitful. A Prince Ea/Inki and his siblings were born into a world who labeled themselves as kings, queens, princes and princesses, as did others residing on many distant worlds. After the tragic events that took place in this system of Aridu, the Guardians made it quite clear to any that chose to put themselves above all others with such self-assigned titles will be no more anywhere among any of you. All were informed they must learn to live together in peace as equals and harmoniously with the mother world they resided upon. People of our height are no more than flea-sized on a camel's back, with many that have become nothing more than a malignant cancerous infestation. Ao, the Guardians will eventually make the Ao cosmic rulers known to the people of Tiamat/Eartha. Continued in Chapter 10, The Truth About Tiamat, Earth and Dakota Migration, Chapter 10. I understand that you all want disclosure. I'm well aware of how many people living on the body of this worldly being are angry at their governments for lying to you all about anything and everything. I understand you all want contact with the star visitors. Even though they frequently visit their native relatives, their ultimate reason for coming and going all the time is far greater than your human heart may be able to withstand. The only way to resolve your constant questions as to who are they and what they want is to show you. Perhaps then you will all understand and stop bickering amongst yourselves. Tankerwin is the star ambassador for the planet Dakota Andromeda Council, ambassador to the Dakota, Lakota and Nakota people and all the Native American people, west of the Mississippi River. He is the Star Nation Elder, Spirit Grandfather. He calls Mother Earth in his language, Ina/Maker, Unsi, Maker. He has previously spoken of their history and the migration of his people to this world and why. Past efforts by his ancestors to speak out were completely ignored by white settlers. It is time now, and long overdue, to speak out about what most of you know nothing of. Many of you are the descendants of your ancestors who were placed here as refugees long ago from far-off worlds, either too damaged to remain or destroyed by cosmic wars. You live amongst those who came here with honest heartfelt intentions of trying to help those descendants of Prince Ea/Inki and Prince Enlil's people, the Lemurias. It was the two princes' people who were the first workers here mining for a monoatomic gold, as well as on a world you call Mars. They are the ones who returned here to see the daughters of man, then taking them as wives to satisfy their carnal urges. They were Prince Ea/Inki's second attempt at creating a slave race, not his first attempt. Around 100,000 years ago, the High Council of the Dakota people living on the planet Dakota in the Tegeta star system, located in the Pleiades, were visited by those who are the guardians of the living cells you call planets and stars that are scattered throughout this cosmic realm. Regardless of the fact as to whether you choose to believe it or not, within each one there once was, and within many still is, a living breathing being. The Guardians talked together with the Ao elders of the High Counselor for quite some time. The discussion was about the people who had re-terraformed Tiamat/Earth's exterior for suitable living after the devastating tragedy that had befallen her. One then states, the two brothers, Prince Ea/Inki and Prince Enlil, never knew the truth about the Ao cells. Until we, the Guardians, approached them immediately after Tiamat, Earth had been critically wounded. The two brothers were devastated in learning the truth of what they never knew about Tiamat, Earth and her siblings scattered throughout the cosmic realm. Ao, this was the reason for the terraforming to be done by Prince Ea/Inki together with his choice of selected scientists and botanists. Prince Ea/Inki oversaw the surface exterior terraforming process. Prince Inlil and his warriors patrolled the sky for unwanted enemy entries. This world was not created in only 7 days. Prince Ea/Inki chose a scribe to document the re-terraforming of Tiamat, Earth. The dictation took an exhausting 6 days to complete. Then, on the 7th day they rested. Too many ancient texts found on this world have incorrectly deciphered this fact. Wrongly written and rewritten texts over and over is what causes all your confusion. Although the threat of another cosmic war had been neutralized many aeons ago, there still remained a deep concern for one living being who still lay wounded within her fractured shell. Her real name is Tiamat. This was later changed to Eridu by Prince Ea/Inki, which translated into English, means Earth. The Dakota elders were well aware of the tragedy that had befallen her long ago. Her growth had been slowed, he was no longer able to leave her shell, taking flight above with others like herself throughout the cosmic realm. You are not living on a ball of dirt with an iron molten core, that is her heart. Ao lava is her Ao stomach, a seed of that he violently vomits up from the pit of her stomach every time ignorance causes an earth-shattering disturbance on her exterior. Your so-called Ao oil, A is her blood. He is defenseless against the minds of ignorance with Ao want to be rich quick schema, sir. Please understand me, they are bleeding her body dry. At this point in time he is very weak and unwell. The criminal acts that Tiamat, Earth has been subjected to through the Aeolitis of ignorance, has angered both the Ao cosmic creator, A Tiamat/Earth's own parent and her twin counterpart, of whom most here are also unaware of. Shooting down the messenger has only ever been the elite parasite's response to being told the truth repeatedly, by both the native caretakers among the countless visits and persistence from various star visitors. Ao, with help from the guardians, I made a choice to show you the truth from our hearts, Tisa. Are you all starting to understand the bigger picture yet? Continued in Chapter 11, The Guardian's Request, Chapter 11. The Guardian then speaks of Tiamat/Eridu's transformation from devastation into a realm of beauty created by Prince Ea/Inki and his people. However, he paused for an instant, then continued on to say, there are those living the now that are the descendants of Prince Ea/Inki and his people that long ago joined in union with some of Prince Ea/Inki's second attempt at creating a slave race. The Guardian explains, there were there mining for atomic gold out of the debris and deceased bodies of the Titan and Olympian children. They were there seeking refuge before Moldk was destroyed. All were killed along with a select few who were there to care for them. Some of the prince's own people were also killed when Tiamat, Earth, was wounded from the very powerful explosion created by a damaged planet-sized enemy warcraft. The craft had deliberately taken aim at Tiamat, Earth, with the intent of killing the children and many others there when crashing down onto the surface. Although the elders already knew of Moldk's complete annihilation, they were unaware that the Tall One's children had taken refuge on there, while a craft was being constructed to escape the ongoing war above not too far from them. It was the Titan and Olympians who were of great height, standing around 200 feet tall. Prince Ea/Inki and his people ranged in height anywhere from 8 to 12 feet tall. Ao, please do not confuse two different species of beings. This news of such a tragedy deeply disturbed the elders of the High Council. They then listened very intently to the Guardian continue with his reason for their visit. He went on to tell them how various groups of people had been left to their own demise with little to no understanding of the truth about Tiamat/Earth's tragic past. They needed to be shown and learn how to live in peace among themselves and harmony with the Mother World. He also stated there will be others as refugees transported to there in the very near future from distant war-torn worlds. The Guardian's main concern was keeping those groups separated, as they would greatly differ from one another in beliefs, appearance and skin color, which may cause conflict amongst them. The Guardians then asked the elders of the High Council, would any of their people be freely willing to relocate to Tiamat, Earth, to begin helping these various groups of people called the Lemurias? Their help was also needed on other Earth-like worlds such as in the star system Aldebaran in the constellation Taurus. There are 14 planets there. One is called Tahini, a beautiful blue planet about 10% larger than Earth. The second world they were asked to go to was in the constellation Cassiopeia. It is called the star system of Ceta and has 12 planets. The planet needing help there was called Wanne. The water color is a beautiful deep purple and pink, and the world is about the size of Jupiter. It wasn't long before the elders of the High Council of Dakota had given their approval for the migration to begin. At the time of the migration there were around 2 billion people living on Dakota, with two nearby moons they worked on during the light of day called Lakota and Nakota. The most emotionally, spiritually aware and mature of their people were chosen, along with some of their vegetable-eating animals. They put together their best healers, engineers, exobiologists, xenobiologists, linguists and cultural experts. Around 5,000 people from Dakota set off for Tahini, and still stand at their normal height of 7 feet tall. Around 2,000 people from Dakota then set off for Wanne. They evolved to 12 feet high due to the size of the planet. 200 women, men and children as families then set off for Tiamat/Erida/Earth in their very large mother craft. Destination, Central Spaceport of Lemuria, Tiamat, Earth AO/E is a living breathing being just as all of you are. A. Throughout my many years here on this world I have spoken with people from all walks of life or legally expressing their opinions combined with anger over so many untruths that have been spoken by their presidents, prime ministers, politicians, so-called royalty, along with the many lies taught in school about evolution and ancient history. Many understand quite well the human populace is living the wrong way in many different aspects of life. There is absolutely no need to burrow deep into the scattered debris scavenging around like termites for unnecessary resources at the insistence of your leaders. More than once throughout history your governments have been offered from the star visitors, air free energy, healing technology, simpler designs of living such as, housing well spaced apart, much simpler methods of producing food, and water in an abundance. They were also offered a design for a vehicle which can be used for travel over land, sea and by air. Old minds of ignorance have always refused the change, leaving those they continue to rule over, to suffer as slaves to their unwarranted and unnecessary needs. One person should never put themselves above another, all should live as equals. Being the best at what you love to do most while using your creative talents to help others, will always be returned by another in something you yourself may need. This is how life shared between all of you should be lived. The exchange of money for services given is unheard of anywhere else throughout the AO Cosmic Realm. You have all become slaves to a wrong way of living life here. It was during a conversation I had with a young woman long ago about this very situation, that she expressed to me her anger and complete outrage over people living a forced way of life built on nothing but lies. Just the same as myself, her light life is not from this world. This young woman is fully aware and awake with full access to all her past memories instilled within her light life. Her name is Laurie Dawson. This is what the young woman had to say to me on the situation here. Ayo, who are these people who believe that they have Ayo Divinia right to rule over other beings? What are they? They are parasites in human suits. The term parasite is defined currently as, an organism that lives in or on another organism, its host and benefits by deriving nutrients from and at the host's expense. Derogatory, a person who habitually relies on or exploits others giving nothing in return. She went on to say, Ayo, they are not Aeolitea in any way, shape or form, except in their own very tiny warp minds. They thrive on the efforts and energy of other beings, our energy. These parasites believe they have the right to take from us. That false egods are from a long ago of this world decreed that not only our AA were to be governed infinitely but also that they are the chosen rulers. The AO human hybrider was engineered by beings that held themselves out to be AO omniscient, AO divine creators. They created a hybrid body to house living energy and consciousness to do hard labor for them, which would extend their own lives, but not the lives of the human hybrids. The Ao royalty of today believe they are owed their existence and sustenance by some misrepresented Ae divine right, and that you and I should fulfill this never-ending demand. They arrogantly believe that they own this world and everything and everyone on it without understanding what it is they are living on. They are wrong. Our Ao light form, Ao actual divine memory and connection to the Ao cosmic creator was not created by these parasites. People here need to take back their own consciousness and control of their own lives. They must learn self-governance. They must learn the truth about themselves, and protect this worldly being they are living on before every bit of their energy and effort is used to kill her and all life along with her. Her final words to me, Ao, let that permeate people's consciousness. At the end of this extract, from https://www.scribd.com/document/78465451/migration of the Dakota people to planet Earth.